Ellen G. White's attitude toward her work. 27. Not always a special vision. Paul shone in advance dangers that would arise. Paul was an inspired apostle, yet the Lord did not reveal to him at all times just the condition of his people. Those who were interested in the prosperity of the church and saw evils creeping in presented the matter before him, and from the light which he had previously received, he was prepared to judge of the true character of these developments. Because the Lord had not given him a new revelation for that special time, those who were really seeking light did not cast his message aside as only a common letter. No, indeed. The Lord had shown him the difficulties and dangers which would arise in the churches, that when they should develop, he might know just how to treat them. He was set for the defense of the church. He was to watch for souls as one that must render account to God. And should he not take notice of the reports concerning their state of anarchy and division? Most assuredly. And the reproof he sent them was written just as much under the inspiration of the Spirit of God as were any of his epistles. Similar cases. I write this, for I dare not withhold it. You are far from doing the will of God, far from Jesus, far from heaven. It is no marvel to me that God has not blessed your labors. You may say God has not given Sister White a vision in my case. Why, then, does she write as she does? I have seen the cases of others who, like you, are neglecting their duties. I have seen many things in your case in your past experience. And when I enter a family and see a course pursued that God has reproved and condemned, I am in grief and distress. Whether the special sins have been shown me, or the sins of another who has neglected similar duties. I know whereof I speak. I feel deeply over the matter. I say then, for Christ's sake, make haste to come on the right ground, and harness up for the battle.